Is this Phenomena Research?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is the FAA duty officer in Anchorage, Alaska. I just got a pilot report a few moments ago, and I don't know whether you'd be interested in it or not. At 0810 Zulu, or Greenwich Mean Time, we had an EC-10 en route to Seattle Anchorage. Reported 80 nautical, that's 80 nautical, southeast of Anchorage, that he saw a large, orange, very bright object pass way above and pour away. And the pilot said he had never saw or never seen anything that bright in the sky before. He said it was moving at a very fast rate of speed and was quite a bit above him and off to the side. And that's all we have on it.
Okay, was he Seattle to Anchorage?
Right.
Okay. And did he leave any identification with you? Did he leave his name at all?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He reported this to our Air Route Traffic Control Center, who gave it to me, and it's somewhat rephrased, I believe, through the report I got, you know.
Okay.
It was Northwest Flight 6, by the way, for your information.
Flight 6?
Right.
Okay. Well, sir, we sure appreciate this.
Okay, you guys finding anything exciting?
No, things have been real slow lately. Very slow, all over.
Okay, partner, what's your name there?
Bob Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Okay, Bob, my name is Gribble.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Robert Gribble, please.
This is he.
Northwest Airlines here, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I have gotten a call from the public relations office that you had called concerning our flight 6 from Anchorage to O'Hare.
Right.
I think you had the wrong segment. I think it was from Tokyo to Anchorage. This is concerning a bright light type of sighting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll tell you, you're in kind of luck, because the captain that was flying that portion that made the observation lives in Seattle.
Well, amen.
So it's not going to be quite as tough as it seems like. So could I invite you to call him?
Yes, sir.
Okay, his name is... I think that's over on Bainbridge Island, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, and he should be able to give you anything you need.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Goodbye. Bye. This is Bob Gribble. I'm with Phenomena Research in Seattle.
Whatever that is.
Well, we study reports of aerial phenomena, and we understand you saw something over the Gulf of Alaska on the 16th.
Well, what we saw now, I believe, is, I guess it was Venus that was rising, but it was so damn bright, it was kind of unreal. It looked like a balloon hanging there, but it... We finally determined that that's what it was. We see it every day, but that day was exceptional.
Okay, sir, which direction were you looking at the time?
We were looking, we were flying on into Anchorage, and we were at 37,000 feet, and we were flying in the easterly direction.
I see.
Mars, of course, sometimes we used to chase years ago. It would hang there and look like a blinking light.
Uh-huh.
And this just kind of hung there, and normally it rises, the same speed as the sun. But it just the way it was hanging there that day, it looked like it was not rising that rapidly. And after we discussed it for a while, that's what we decided it was.
Oh, I see. Well,
we called and talked to the Anchorage Tower and see if they had a balloon or something around. That's what started the whole thing, I suppose.
I see. Okay. It was under our understanding that the thing was moving at a high rate of speed.
Oh, no. No. I told them it was not any flying object or anything else. It was hanging there bright like a balloon, and the unusual part of it was it stayed bright for so long after the sun had come up, you see?
Yes.
And a lot of times when the sun comes up and the brightness of the other things disappear. But this kind of hung in there for a while. And it was the star.
Okay, and you were flying northeast at the time?
We were flying east. We were flying from a line over Cape Newenham direct to Anchorage.
Okay,
and I could get out a flight plan and tell you the true course of it if you wanted to.
No, not necessary. But you were looking due east then when you saw this
much.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things that you see, you know, but that one there was kind of unusual, and that's why we just yakked with the tower about it up there.
I see. Okay, thanks very much.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Bob Gribble. I'm with the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle. We see by our morning paper that you sighted some unknowns on radar while you were on duty on the 23rd. I wonder if we could get a description of exactly what happened then.
Okay, okay. Would you need to get it from me, or would you like to get it from the FAA, the public relations man down there?
Well, I'd just soon get it from you.
Okay. Well, let's see. It was about 9:30, I guess, in the evening. And what they looked like was just, I don't know, are you familiar with radar at all? Or
not really.
Okay, well, on radar, an aircraft target just appears as a small point of light on
right.
the radar scope. And this is what this appeared as, only there were four of them. They were in a line, a straight line, running east to west, spaced evenly apart. They were about 30 miles east-southeast of Anchorage. And they remained stationary on the scope for about four sweeps or so, between three, four sweeps, and slowly moved to the east in about two sweeps, and then they moved off rapidly to the east, and they were gone within about another sweep, and which was about a 12 miles distance, I guess. Probably that they moved. Each sweep is 6 seconds
uh-huh.
of the antenna. And I don't know, the Anchorage Center had filed a UFO sighting, as far as I knew, on the same date from a Northwest crew. I don't know if you got that or aware of that or not.
Well, now, it was the date the 23rd, correct?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I don't really know it. You know, after it happened some time ago, and I've never heard any more about it.
Okay. Now, the reason I asked that is because we did hear about Northwest Flight 6, Tokyo to Anchorage, seeing something on the 16th, Monday the 16th.
Tokyo to Anchorage?
Yeah, that was on Monday the 16th.
Well, this flight that we talked to Northwest, and it was Northwest 26. He was coming in from Seattle.
I see. Okay. Then the 23rd must be correct.
Yeah. And he had initially sighted the object about 157 miles east of here, of Anchorage.
Did he describe it as one object?
Well, he made his initial report to the Anchorage Center.
Uh-huh.
And after we took the handoff in the aircraft, the center called us and asked us if we could get some more information from him on the object that he'd seen. And this was the first that we had heard anything about it.
I see.
And this was about 15 minutes after I saw, you know, what I saw on the radar.
Right.
I just kind of started putting two and two together, you know. I didn't really think a whole bunch about what I saw. There were several of us that saw it. I wasn't the only one.
Right.
And, you know, we just more or less dismissed it. You know, made a few jokes about it, this and that. But then after Northwest came in and the whole crew said they'd seen something out there, you know, I started thinking, you know, wow.
Right. Okay, now, did you have any estimate of speed on those objects?
No, I really don't. I suppose something could be worked up because it went approximately 10 miles in one sweep.
10 miles in 6 seconds then?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They moved, you know, between the one sweep striking the target and the next time it came around, 6 seconds later, they were just about off the scope.
Uh-huh.
And the next time around, of course, they were gone. So roughly 8 to 10 miles, they probably went in the sweep.
Yeah. Well, Okay, now how many objects did you say there were?
Four.
Okay, now did they appear as four separate objects?
Yes.
Okay. Were you getting a good strong return?
No, it wasn't. At first I thought, I don't know if you're familiar with transponders.
No.
Piece of equipment in the plane that transmits an electronic signal to the antenna. The antenna in turn interrogates it, breaks it down into a code, and it appears on the radar scope as slashes from a small cursor beam. And this is what I thought it was at first. It was a transponder code, a weak one, because at the time we were looking for an aircraft right in that vicinity. The transponder wasn't working or working intermittently.
Yes.
So I was, you know, several of us were looking at that particular portion of the scope, you know, hard, trying to find his plane because it's mountainous terrain out there. And he was being handed off to us from the center, and it was a small aircraft. And, you know, to be able to radar identify, of course, they hadn't seen. And so we were looking for him when I saw this, these four, you know, dots. And it looks similar to a transponder code, you know, a certain squawk.
Right.
Squawk different numbers, and the flashes appear in different places. And this is what I thought it was at first. But then the aircraft appeared, you know, some distance from that, you know, later on.
Right.
Plus, it was, of course, going westbound, and it was going eastbound.
Okay, now, did you actually talk to Northwest 26?
No, I didn't talk to them after I saw, you know, what I saw on the radar.
Right.
I just kind of started putting two and two together, you know. I didn't really think a whole bunch about what I saw. There were several of us that saw it. I wasn't the only one.
Right.
And we just more or less dismissed it. You know, made a few jokes about it, this and that. But then after Northwest came in and the whole crew said they'd seen something out there, you know, started thinking, you know, wow.
Right. Okay, now, did you have any estimate of speed on those objects?
No, I really don't. I suppose something could be worked up because it went approximately 10 miles in one sweep.
10 miles in 6 seconds, then.
Yeah, something like that. They moved, you know, between the one sweep striking the target, and the next time it came around, 6 seconds later, they were just about off the scope.
Uh-huh.
And the next time around, of course, they were gone. So roughly 8 to 10 miles, they probably went in sweep.
Yeah. Okay, now how many objects did you say there were?
Four.
Four. Okay, now did they appear as four separate objects?
Yes.
Okay. Were you getting a good strong return?
No, it wasn't. At first, I thought, I don't know if you're familiar with transponders.
No.
It's a piece of equipment in the plane that transmits an electronic signal to the antenna. The antenna, in turn, interrogates it, breaks it down into a code, and it appears on the radar scope as slashes from small cursor beams. And this is what I thought it was at first. Was a transponder code, a weak one, because at the time we were looking for an aircraft right in that vicinity. The transponder wasn't working or working intermittently.
Yes.
So I was, you know, several of us were looking at that particular portion of the scope, you know, hard, trying to find his plane because it's mountainous terrain out there. And he was being handed off to us from the center, and it was a small aircraft. And, you know, to be able to radar identify, of course, they hadn't seen. And so we were looking for him when I saw these four, you know, dots. And it looked similar to a transponder code, you know, a certain squawk. You know,
they squawk
different numbers, and the flashes appear in different places. And this is what I thought it was at first. But then the aircraft appeared, you know, some distance from that, you know, later on.
Right.
Plus it was, of course, going westbound, and the stuff was going eastbound.
Okay, now, did you actually talk to Northwest 26?
No, I didn't talk to him after I got relieved by another guy, and he actually talked to the pilot. I never I never talked to the Northwest plane.
I see.
Thing that the Northwest plane said.
Oh.
If we had everything on the speaker.
Well, how did he describe this thing?
Well, boy, it's hard to remember. It's long ago. He described it, first the controller asked him if, if he could give some more information on it, because the Senate wanted it. And he said, well, it's sitting about, I believe it's about 157 miles east. And I think he said that it was going eastbound.
Uh-huh.
And he said it was faster than anything he'd ever seen. And the controller made the comment that, well, the only thing he knew that would be, that fast would be an SR-71. And he didn't know, was not aware of any activity of that type of airplane in the area,
Right.
And the crew made the, comment that, no, it was no conventional form of aircraft. And he said it was, traveling at an exceptional rate of speed, faster than any supersonic thing that he'd ever seen. And I don't know if he actually saw an object or if he only saw lights. I remember him saying he described some lights, colored lights.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember him saying anything about actually seeing an object itself.
Right.
Physical, other than a light.
Did the center pick up anything unusual at that time while he was describing that?
Now that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I never have even talked to any center people about it. I don't know.
Okay. Is there any altitude estimate when they have a radar reading like that?
No, we don't. Our radar, we have no way of telling altitude.
I see.
Now, the center does have a radar that does give altitude readout.
Uh-huh.
But it's a computer thing that's integrated with the equipment in the airplane.
Uh-huh.
So on something other than an airplane that's equipped with it, they wouldn't get it.
I see. Now, was he the one that relieved you?
Yes.
Okay. How did this get into the news media? Did public relations let that out?
I tell you the truth, I have no idea. I don't know how the news agencies got a hold of it.
Somebody probably tipped off this radio station that first let it out, I suppose.
Well, I was called by the radio station.
Oh.
They already knew about it. And they just, wanted to know, what had happened.
Right.
He says, we know you're so-and-so, and then, you saw these. They knew all about the Northwest flight, what it had seen, because the guy told me. And, I called the FAA to see if, because he said he had called the FAA.
I see.
From my facility out there. And so I called, checked with him, said, yeah, sure, he called, no problem. So I talked to him, just gave him a brief rundown of it, and then public relations called me, wanted to know about it. I don't know, the whole thing happened all yesterday, and I saw it, weeks ago, so.
Okay, is that in your paper up there this morning?
It was in yesterday morning.
Yesterday, okay. Now, this was about 9:30 in the evening, right? Was that a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
P.m., okay.
Yeah. I can't, I have no idea what it was. It could have very well been, an airplane. It could have been, for all I know, it could have been a flock of birds.
Uh-huh.
Now, to me, a UFO is just that. It's something that's unidentified.
Right.
And I'm not, don't want to be labeled as a nut or nothing. It's something there, and there was other people that saw it, The radar, does strange things sometimes, maybe.
Right.
Now, who knows? I had no idea what it was. And, but what reinforced the whole thing for me was the fact that that Northwest crew saw something out there going the same direction, they were coming in from.
Right.
And the time lapse and everything figured out, about right. So, whatever.
Now, those four objects, the four blips that you saw, were they in a straight line?
Yeah.
Did they hold that all the way?
Yeah, they held it just just the same distance apart,
right,
all the way off.
Okay. Well, if you ever have any more experiences up there, we'd sure like to hear from you. Just call collect.
Okay, we'll do.
Kind of spread the word around with the other guys. We've been cooperating with the FAA all over the nation, so I don't know what their policy is now. I know that when individuals inquire at their various facilities, why they have a policy where they're supposed to pass out whatever number they have so that the witness can call in and report.
Yeah, they. I was talking to the public relations man down at and a regional officer. He called on the phone. He was real nice and everything. But you know, in our manual, there's really no specific guidelines to report something other than it says, you know, if we receive a UFO report, we're supposed to refer them to a educational facility,
right,
you know, university,
right,
or, you know, if they're scared to death or something, to a local law enforcement agency.
Right.
That's, you know, all it says.
Well, maybe that policy will change. Things seem to be loosening up quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. The UFO thing is not what it used to be years ago. I think people's minds are more, you know, attuned and flexible nowadays for that sort of thing.
Well, sir, we thank you again, and we'd appreciate it very much if you would kind of pass our number out up there. Anytime those people see or hear about anything, why, they can call us collect. We're here 24 hours a day.
Okay, sure will do.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.